Walking to the subway, it's 4 a.m. The air is cold, it feels good on my skin. A taxi slows, a driver looks at me. I know that he knows that I know I shouldn't be walking alone at this hour. But I don't care, I'm manically happy. There's no place I'd rather be, alone in New York City. Lying on the covers, watching sports on one, with an off-peak bowl of cereal. My father says I should go to bed. He knows that I know I'm 30 and shouldn't be living at home at this age. But I don't care, I'm manically happy. There's no place I'd rather be, at home in New York City. Thursday night at Bill's Gay 90s. Fear of missing out if I do not go, and hear Rick sing those sweet show tunes. Maybe I should be downtown networking and hanging out with people my own age. But I don't care, I'm manically happy. There's no place I'd rather be, in Midtown Manhattan. They say the mind is only truly awake at night, brought on by the lack of a natural light. I try so hard to settle in. This night is different, I'm staring right into it, no matter what the morning brings. And I don't care, I'm manically happy. There's no place I'd rather be, awake in New York City.
Singer-songwriter Rebecca Schiffman, live on the radio. I'm smiling because there's a certain amount of self-awareness in that song, which I think we can all relate to. Hope you're not. Are you manically happy this morning?
I'm just regular happy.
Regularly happy? Is there a scale?
Probably, but I haven't looked inward enough to see where I am.
Oh, you've got to look in. How happy are you, Ava, this morning? Scale of 1 to 10. 12. Oh dear, that's not going to be good.
No, but that's for a good reason.
That's great, but it's not good for my pocketbook, I don't think.
I'm going to drop, aren't I?
Don't go to any of the stores.
I did really enjoy the beautiful drive down here. That made me happy.
Did you? It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's funny, it's because we've got a bit of weather. You're from New York City, so you've seen weather before.
Oh, yeah.
But we get a little bit of weather here, and everyone's like, oh, it's different.
Yeah. And the clouds were very dramatic this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. How long have you lived in LA for?
Just over 4 years, I think.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do.
Do you? A lot of people come from New York and they're like, they just want to go back to the city.
Well, I did hate on it a lot years ago when I first came to visit.
Yeah.
Sort of a general consensus, if you're from New York, you hate LA.
You're supposed to hate LA, yeah.
And I think just visiting for a day or two, I didn't really go to the right places. I'm not really... Well, here is beautiful, but the West Side in LA, I don't know, I'm not really a beach person, and I don't feel the vibe over on the West Side. I don't know, it seems very stressful. I know it's, you know, beach, everybody's kind of zen, but not really. I don't know, parking there is a nightmare.
It's all a front.
Yeah, it's like you're dodging angry people carrying their yoga mats and...
Everybody says it's laid back and cool, but do you know anything about surfing? I'm not a surfer, obviously.
I don't know anything about it.
But I'm not a surfer, and I'm not a beach guy either. I must say.
Ah.
No, not at all. Not don't go to the beach. No, Ava's not into it either, are you, Ava?
No, I think we've been once.
Yeah, we're not.
Since I lived here.
We're not beach, but we're Jews. We don't go to the beach. So there's the this whole thing in the ocean of surfers. They go out and it all looks really cool and laid back and zen and all that, but they fight out there over waves. They're really angry. They make a big deal of it. And the thing about it is that when a wave comes and you miss it, there's another one coming. Like, immediately. It's not like buses or cabs in Manhattan where it could be an hour before you find another one. You know, it's... So I don't get it. I don't get that whole thing. But you've transitioned pretty well then.
Yeah.
Now you found your peeps there.
Yeah, well, I moved here to live with my now husband. So, you know, I have, like, a settled life that I'm very happy with. I love my life out here. And now that I just learned to drive 2 years ago... So the first 2 years, I would say, were a little difficult, taking the bus and subway everywhere. And now that I drive, I love L.A.
We can relate to this. Was your husband already out here?
Yeah.
So you see, I was already out here 15 or 14 or 12 years or
about
something.
About 12 years.
And then Ava came from England. She couldn't drive because she lived in London. Nobody drives in London. It's like New York. So she learned to drive because you can't be here without a car, as you say. It's very difficult to get around.
For the first year, I felt like a hostage. Because I learned to drive in London, but I didn't have my own car, so I'd been here about... Well, no, actually, it was six, 7 months.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
We couldn't afford it.
It was terrible.
We were broke. It's before I got this great swanky job in radio.
Right.
Please. So, now tell us about the writing, about the way you write and what you're doing with your writing. Are you expressing yourself? Are you telling stories? What's it? How's it? Where's it come from?
All the songs are really personal and generally have to do with specific stories. The song I just played, "Walking to the Subway," I actually wrote that when I was here, just like a week before I went into the studio because I needed some more songs. But it was from notes I had taken. I was thinking, oh, I got to write something fast. What do I have? And these were notes I had written several years ago when I was still living in New York with my parents. Going out a lot, and so it's about that time, and I guess I'm trying to express my specific experience, and hopefully that can be relatable in a way.
Oh, so, I mean, I'm a 50-year-old man, but I'm thinking, you know, when you're singing about you shouldn't really be living with your parents at this age, and I should be downtown networking, and all that sort of confusion of what I should be doing, what I shouldn't be doing, that's, everyone can relate to that. Do you still feel like that now that you're married and settled in LA? Do you worry about what you should and shouldn't be doing?
Well, a little, mainly because I'm not really sure what I'm doing. But yeah, I still worry about that. But for the most part, I know what I'm doing.
Well, you're an artist, and so that's I think you're probably stuck with that, whatever that manifests itself to be. Because you're a jewelry designer too, which is interesting.
Yes, I have been making jewelry for, I guess, over 10 years now. And I started out making chainmail just because I really loved the feel of it and taught myself from the internet.
As in like chainmail from like an armor?
Like armor, yeah.
Yeah.
Although not that there's a specific way to do it that would make it withstand
weapons. A spear, right.
This is definitely... ornamental.
Right. And what's it made from? What kind of metal is it made from?
I mostly work in aluminum and rubber.
Really? Two of my favorite things. Aluminum and rubber.
Yeah, and then I studied wax carving for several years and have done a lot of pieces carved after photos I take of architectural ornaments. Did a collection about Upper East Side architecture, and then did one for Grand Central for their centennial in New York.
Fantastic.
I've done one LA piece, but honestly, I'm mostly focused on music right now. My heart is not in making little widgets or doodads that people don't really need. I still have the website and make stuff when someone orders it, and I'm really excited because Grimes has been wearing the chainmail.
Oh, that is
a lot
cool.
Lately, and that's like, I love her, and I think she is, like, exactly who I would want to wear those pieces. They're kind of like statement pieces.
Yeah, phenomenal.
But I'm just as far as inspiration, feeling like writing more?
I only mention it because this is an arty town. A lot of artists live in town. They'll be interested in that side of your personality and your thing. What's that website? Just so people can go and check it if they want to.
RebeccaShiffmanJewelry.com, and Schiffman has a S-C-H in it.
Right. And two Fs.
Yeah, and two Fs.
Yeah, okay. Rebecca Schiffman.
Jewelry.com.
Will you play us another song? We'll talk more about recording and playing live and stuff. Rebecca Schiffman is live here in the studio at KX93.5. Very proud to welcome live music every time we do it here on the radio. Rebecca Schiffman will play another song and we'll talk a little more right here on Laguna's Only FM.
I arrive at my borrowed home, so graciously afforded me for the month alone. I open the door to your old room. It's been redone, the posters are gone. You let them change it when you went to school, I know. Waited each week for your call. Down the long hallway, through the air and the dim light, I hear your mom calling you. Nico. Nico, the minutes breathe your memory. Before I sleep, I brush my teeth. Look out the window, 87th Street. The same one where we used to air out our smoke. What would you think if you saw me here, asleep on the bed where you slept for years? Now, there's nothing to do here but sleep and dream. Down the long hallway, through the air and the dim light, I hear your mom calling you. Nico. Nico. The minutes breathe your memory. Nico, Nico, run down the hall and find out what she needs.
Yeah, deceptively simple songs of Rebecca Schiffman here in the studio at KX93.5. Brilliant stuff. How did you decide to play an electric guitar as opposed to an acoustic guitar, which would be the conventional sort of singer-songwriter thing?
I have never liked steel strings. The sound of them hurt my teeth.
Ah, it's interesting.
And I was playing a classical guitar that I had since I was little, and then the intonation went bad. And then I just started playing an electric. And I feel like I do listen to mostly, different things. Actually, one of my favorite people is Robin Hitchcock, who plays a steel string acoustic guitar. And once I saw him play at McCabe's, and it was amazing. But the guitar was like killing my teeth.
Really? That's so weird and interesting. I suppose it's the way people's skulls are made. Some people can just stand certain things, you know, and some people can't. Like the scrape of a knife on a plate.
Mm-hmm.
It drives people crazy. It doesn't bother me. That's interesting.
Yeah,
but of course, with an electric guitar, you can adjust the tone so you can take off all of that top end or whatever it is that's bothering you.
Oh, yeah. And also, I like to avoid appearing like a cliche girl singer-songwriter coffee shop.
Yeah,
kind of.
Two words, Joan Baez. You just don't want to go there. You don't want to be that. Nobody wants to be Joan Baez. Not even Joan Baez, I don't think. Every time I see her, she seems a little neurotic. I don't know. That grates on my teeth. Neurotic hippie singer.
I don't have an opinion on her. I haven't really, I haven't checked out her stuff. I think I like her voice, but I love Carly Simon.
Mm. You're so vain. Was that her?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a great songwriter. You know, she actually doesn't write all her lyrics. She writes all the music.
Is that right? And she has somebody. Do you know who it is, the guy that writes with her?
I should know, but I forget the name.
So, new album out, or new album out on vinyl today.
Today, yes.
That's a big deal.
It's my first vinyl LP. This is my third album. This one came out in August on Fayetnam Records digitally. And, yeah, today the vinyl is available on FayetnamRecords.com. And it's also available in Los Angeles at Narberger Records.
Yeah.
And at Permanent Records and Mono and Amoeba. Wait, Permanent, Mono. I feel like there's one more I'm forgetting.
Excuse me. You know what? I can make a suggestion before you leave town. If you've got copies with you, go to Sound Spectrum down on Pacific Coast Highway and drop them off a few copies. They're really open to that. And it's the oldest record store in Orange County, and everybody knows about it. And,
I'll definitely do that. I hope they're really open on Monday. Monday's like the
could
new
be
Sunday.
We'll stay in touch and somehow we'll get them some records, because if people know about it, the podcast goes out and then we can say, records available at Sound Spectrum.
I know that they don't open till 11.
Ah, okay. Well, that's all right. We'll figure it out. But
I'm probably going to stick around.
Go get some coffee.
A little. Yeah. Oh, and I brought you a copy, which
brilliant.
Is right here.
I have here. Yes. Oh, my God. You know, all I ever wanted to do as a kid was make records, like proper records, that you could roll a joint on. Like a proper, you know, can say that now, it's legal. But all I ever wanted was that, was to make records. Then by the time I actually was recording, it was CDs. And now there's nothing. You don't make anything. You just put it some MP3 or a whatever, WAV file. So you're not actually making anything. But this is lovely that it's come back and everybody's making real vinyl records. How nice to hold in your hand.
Yeah.
It's wonderfully physical and tremendous thing, and a lot of nice big, as an artist, you know, nice big canvas for lyrics and notes, or if you don't, or you can be minimalist, as you have sort of
been. Well, the inner sleeve has all the lyrics printed up.
There's so much scape. I mean, I'll take it out in a bit, I don't want to make a mess of it, but it looks beautiful, very nice. Rebecca Schiffman, that's just what the album's called, right?
Yeah, it's Rebecca actually self-titled.
Self-titled. Eponymous.
Yes, it is eponymous.
See, it's eponymous, and it's upon us.
It's upon us.
Hippopotamus. Very good. Brilliant. You've got a gig coming up at...
The Smell.
The Smell. What a great name for a venue.
Yes, I'm opening for one of my all-time musical heroes, Jeffrey Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend everyone check him out.
He's an artist too. He's a cartoonist, right?
Yeah, he does great comics, and he also makes these sort of, he calls them lo-fi videos, where he'll tell the history, like history of communism, history of punk rock on the Lower East Side, while turning the pages of these beautiful books he illustrates, and he narrates these histories that all rhyme. They're sort of like beat poetry, punk rock. And so I'm opening for him on November 27th at The Smell, and it could be one of your last chances to go to The Smell. Hopefully not, but the building just got bought, so this legendary venue might have to move soon.
What a shame. It does happen. Things change around Los Angeles pretty quickly. It's all business over there, I'm afraid. But yeah, so that would be really cool to see Jeffrey Lewis. That I didn't know that he did those history things. That's great. Any way you can get information about that kind of stuff to people without it being boring or too long, because we've got such short attention spans, I think that's really cool. Did you ever see that Drunk History show on?
Yes.
That's really great. people actually telling the history of things while getting hammered. Brilliant. Right, well, it's been lovely to meet you, man. Very nice.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. And tell us the date of the gig again. 27th.
November 27th,
at The Smell with Jeffrey Lewis. The album is out now.
Say also Black Yaya is playing, and that is a project from David Herman Dune, another legendary New York kind of anti-folk guy. And he recently, I believe, relocated to Long Beach.
Oh.
So it's going to be a kind of New York / LA.
Where's that on at? Where's that at?
Oh, no, that's with the Jeffrey Lewis show. So it's me, Black Yaya, and Jeffrey Lewis.
It's going to be a whole New York experience.
Yes.
That sounds great. 11:27 at The Smell. And the album is out now. And there's RebeccaShiffman.com.
Yes.
RebeccaShiffman.com with a SCH like schlep.
And a double F.
Schlamazzle.
And I had a little look at a jewellery page and it's very interesting.
Is it good?
Yes.
What else was a
Schlemiel.
Yeah, that's not Jewish though. Schlemiel. I like Schlemiel. All right, so it's a New York evening over there and that sounds like a lot of fun. Why not? Here's a track by Jeffrey Lewis. Thanks again, Rebecca, for coming in today and playing live for us in the studio. This podcast will be available in, I'm saying, a couple of hours. All right? Groovy. Here we go. Jeffrey Lewis on KX93.5.
The Misfits are cult rock and roll, worshipped by a few but ignored on the whole. Meet the Feebles is a film cult classic. It's basically unknown, but some say it's fantastic. Most women that I meet seem totally unfazed, till sometimes there's somebody who seems totally amazed. I might not be in magazines as a heartthrob face, but in a few devoted hearts I've found a strong fan base. I'm a cult boyfriend, not a mainstream show. I'm lonely or I'm worshipped by a lady in the know. When you're a cult boyfriend, life is always intense. They love me or they hate me, no one's on the fence. Cerebus is a cult comic book series. It's got fans, but it's never found in movies or in theories. WFMU is a cult radio station, always tuned to by a few devoted fans around the nation. For every time I couldn't get a second date or even first, why does one think I'm the best when all the rest think I'm the worst? All of those times no one at all wanted to know. If I'm really all that awesome, wouldn't more people think so? I guess cult boyfriend is the term for me. It's always been quality, not quantity. A cult boyfriend's like a record in a bargain bin. No one knows its worth till a collector comes in. Who are some cult literary names I can honor? Maybe J.G. Ballard or Flannery O'Connor. Haggis and Fugu, that's like food for cult eaters. Jim Jones, Charles Manson, Father Yod, they're cult leaders. Anyway, the point being, do I have to be magical? Can't we date a few months, then move on, normal and casual? Suicidally alone and then totally smothered. It's so much pressure when you go from one extreme to the other. I guess cult boyfriend is the term for me. It's always been quality, not quantity. A cult boyfriend's like a record in a bargain bin. No one knows its worth till a collector comes in. I'm a cult boyfriend, not a mainstream show. I'm lonely or I'm worshipped by a lady in the know. When you're a cult boyfriend, life is always intense. They're in love or they're indifferent, no one's on the fence. And this song probably ain't gonna go very far beyond an open mic. It's guaranteed, though, two or three people are really gonna like it.
Put a light. Mr. Wild of Color.